More Heart Than Talent Radio.
Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated, in the Golden Mastermind Seminar Studio, Tuesday afternoon, end of the era, August 2019. Beautiful day in Northern California. We're here with Facebook Live, and topic for the call is being and staying responsible. I was factoring the other day how many of these I have done over my career. I'm approaching 1,000, well over 1,000 More Heart Than Talent calls in a 22-year career, plus all the other conference calls, podcasts, webinars, and then Facebook Lives I've done and videos into the thousands. I was once an on-air personality with a degree in radio and television, so I've been in front of a camera, microphone, many, many, many years. As the call is starting to fill up, welcome everyone. This afternoon we're going to have a fabulous call. I see Brittany Cara is on the Facebook Live this afternoon. Brittany is one of my collaborators. I share the stage several events throughout the calendar years with Brittany, and I want to endorse one of her books, The Silent Killer, and she has a brand new book coming out, and you can find out more about her. If you'll just look her up on Facebook, Brittany Cara. She's an exceptional mompreneur, published author, and activist, and someone that you want to have in your influence. I'm honored to be able to speak at one of her events next May. She'll be speaking for me in November. I just booked an event in Los Angeles. This is inspiring for me. One of my favorite hotels I've ever been in Los Angeles, very, very old hotel, is the Beverly Hills Hilton Hotel, right on the edge of Beverly Hills. So Saturday, September 28th, I'll be hosting a one-day event with one of my clients, Corey Blissett. So that will be Saturday, September 28th, from 9 until 4 at the Beverly Hills Hotel. Tickets are available on my website. Now we've also added, this call is also recorded, and it's available on iTunes and Spotify. So with that, I'm going to move into the inspirational portion of today's live. I wanted my old self wants to go call, but this is no longer a call. It is now officially a live. So content today is on being and staying responsible. Responsible meaning ability to respond. Responding is a reflex. Now what happens to a lot of people is they react. They react to the stimulus. They react to the situation. That is where the body runs the brain. To be and stay responsible is a reflex that you learn to relax into. In the context of letting go, that's the understanding of letting go, separating feelings from events, and you're changing a new identity, you're changing a new behavior, you're moving into recovery, you're moving into sobriety, you're moving into consciousness, you're moving into spirituality, and it's a relaxed state that you allow yourself to move into. If sales, branding, marketing, content writing are also components of the requirement of your profession, it's imperative that you learn to let go and relax and be able to be present, be here, be now, be able to write and speak on command without all of the gaps and delays and the guesses and I don't knows that you've used throughout a large percent of your lifetime, so you can be clear. So clear represents clarity. That is the vision. That is knowing and seeing the outcome before it happens so that the outcome has already happened, so it's in manifestation. So that's magnetization, polarization. You're in a B state of already creating. So that's the other side of always. Rather than always being overwhelmed, I'm always letting go. I'm always creative. I'm always innovative. And in that space of being responsible, you're able to adapt freely rather than being uptight and in fight or flight. Now, in that freedom of the body, you begin to live in a state of consciousness where there is no conflict. And you can't be in conflict. If you're not in conflict with yourself, no one can seduce you into conflict. Have you ever had anyone say to you, "You make me feel"? Well, you don't make someone do anything. They feel that way. That is a force counterforce relationship that many people create to fulfill their feelings. As you move into a state of power, that's a response state. Power and esteem. Power is non-physical. It's non-linear. Power has no outside influence because power is its own influence. Power is its own source of its source and doesn't require any outside arterial feelings to be able to feel. And as you begin to understand that, meaning that power is its own love, power is its own power, esteem is love, esteem is regard for self in a very healthy, relaxed body. That's what self-esteem is. Self-confidence is being confident about. Self-esteem is self now. So in that state, you can't be humiliated, rejected, and or abandoned. So in that state of understanding, that ability to respond, someone says to you, well, this sounds good. I'm going to buy at a later date. You're able to say, what date would you be buying? That's the ability to respond that you require to understand. So there's no gap and there's no delay in your communication style. That would be on command. And this isn't a performance, because when you're yourself, there's nothing to perform. You're not performing for anyone. And there is no performance because you are you and you are free. In that state of freedom, now you're able to respond easily and effortlessly. Now, what most of society does is they react. That's why if you come to one of my events and I ask someone a question that is typically not my coaching client or seeing me for the first time, if I ask them a question, what are you receiving today? They'll go, and their body goes into fight or flight, having no idea why they do what they do. Or ask someone a question, they'll cross their leg. That's all unconsciously. It means they shut off the flow without even knowing it. This is how the body runs the brain. Now, if you did this in athletics, you would be toast, because your opponent would be in the other side of you with his hands like this, or that person would be going down for a tomahawk dunk. Or if you were playing tennis, that would be a backhand and you would be so baffled that it would be right over the net and it'd be gone, or any sport like that. And when your body goes into fight or flight based on unresolved events, it is reacting. When your body relaxes, and when you are relaxed, when you're in consciousness, awareness, and understanding, your body is responding to stimulus differently rather than reacting to it. So in any kind of conversation, when someone attempts to confront you, and instead of you going to fight or flight and being and getting sensitive and defensive, you can learn to neutralize that perpetrator, violator, or aggressor by simply answering the question with the question. It's very simple. It's called a U-turn. And as you're able to neutralize that situation, you're no longer going to be someone's counterforce to their force, or someone can't make you feel. And no one can make you feel. You're feeling what you feel based on unresolved events from the past that still linger. And as you're able to separate your feelings, that's what let go is. Letting go is my ability. See, that letting go is a skill. It's not luck. And letting go isn't just how do I let go, and it's more than just doing it. Letting go is a skill set. It's letting go, first of all, is acceptance. You accept the fact of the events that shaped your feelings. You accept what happened to you. You let go of your shame about the events that you did to yourself. You let go of the guilt that other people placed on you. You let go of your resentment for the feelings you hold about someone who did something to you. You let go of your hate and anger from some violation that happened to you. And you no longer, in hate, you no longer personalize your feelings towards someone. You don't come from envy and jealousy and want to get even. You come from love. You come from love and compassion and empathy. And this isn't airy-fairy. This is consciousness. And in that consciousness, you're able to understand why people do what they do. But many of my clients, and I've seen this many times, say, I don't understand this. Well, in consciousness, you're not making sense of the situation. You understand it. When you're trying, tomorrow was really yesterday, trying to make sense of a situation, that's your analytical, egoic mind that wants to reason, and wants to figure out, and wants to logically, neurologically, know why this happens, to me. Rather than just understanding and accepting it and moving on, most people hold on to it, and they'll intellectualize it, they'll emotionally masturbate themselves, spending hours processing, thinking, analyzing, validating, justifying, explaining. That is reacting. In the world of responsibility, you're able to see, be, and understand the situation for what it is. You're able to adapt to the stimulus in a relaxed body. You're able to move on easily and effortlessly, and you're not the mind-body connection to past events. So in a sales conversation, a business conversation, a contractual agreement, if you're recruiting, if you're looking for an employee, a vendor, a contractor, you're able to ask the questions freely, easily, and effortlessly in a sequence, concerned with the outcome that you seek, not being attached to any outcome, but being able to qualify people and situations for your most valuable commodity, that is time. And as you become skilled at that, you're now responding to the stimulus differently than you reacted to it. Now, it's not your fault. However, it is your responsibility, your ability to respond. That's adapting and adjusting. And in that adapting and adjusting in a relaxed body, you're very flexible. When you're reacting, you're very rigid. And you're going, I don't know. I don't understand this. I don't know why this happens to me. And you'll spend a lot of time processing, thinking, analyzing, and getting overwhelmed. Your objective is not to get. Your objective is to be. Your objective is not to get clients. It's to attract clients who you empower, they empower you, or you're able to provide a benefit, feature, service, value proposition, where there's a win-win situation, where there's a transaction. Money moves and you are compensated for your value. And as you begin to value yourself, then you won't devalue yourself. And as you live in that state of responsibility, that means you're able to master the moving parts of success and a business. If you own a business and you seek to become a 6 or 7-figure income earner as an entrepreneur in free enterprise, attracting and creating what the free market will bear, there will be many moving parts to your organization. You'll have a structure, you'll have an S corporation, an LLC, a C corporation. If you're an American, if you're in Australia, New Zealand, or Canada, you'll have whatever structure that is structured in those laws that govern taxation, but you'll have some form of structure. You'll be the president and CEO of your corporation. You'll be the shareholder. You will be responsible for your livelihood. Now, many people have anxiety about being responsible because they don't have someone telling them what to do. Well, responsibility isn't a gift. Responsibility is a skill. Responsibility is follow through. It's finishing. It's closing. It's being able to follow through on a situation and become very skilled at that situation. And as you begin the let go process, where you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. Every Monday, my team sends out the More Heart Than Talent Mindset Facebook Live. And so number one on the list was ability to respond. I'm covering that. That's the reflex of responding. Number two is respond versus react. I've been covering that. Reaction is fight or flight. Responding is consciousness. Consciousness is awareness, understanding, and knowing. Reacting is fight or flight. It's anxiety, fear and doubt, worried about an outcome that has not happened. Worried you're going to make a mistake, get in trouble, say the wrong thing. Any multitude of situations that will perpetuate a set of feelings that will keep you neurochemically and emotionally overwhelmed. And as you're able to separate feelings from events, that's what letting go is, separate feelings from event. As you're able to let go, now you're not the mind-body connection to these events. Number three, told what to do versus knowing what to do. As children, we are told what to do. When we go to grade school, we are told what to do. When we're in junior high and high school, we're told what to do. When we have a job, we are told what to do. And if your mindset is predicated on being told what to do, then being able to be in business for yourself becomes a contradiction, because you're going to be able to tell yourself what to do. And to be able to be that person, you require self-sufficient skills. Self-reliancy, you have to be self-directed. You require self-esteem without feeling selfish. And so a large percent of society has been told what to do. Now, as an employer, I suggest to my employees what to do. I will tell them, but I will also ask them. There's a difference between being asked what to do and being told what to do. One is a command and one is control. And as you begin to let go of the control that keeps you feeling out of control, and as you move into a higher state of awareness and understand, then your body will begin to show the effects of it by being relaxed. And in that relaxed state, that state of consciousness, now you're in a very clear message rather than a mixed message. A mixed message is a mixed signal that you're transmuting through your feelings. It's, please get started with me, but don't. I'm not responsible. Many people fear responsibility. They fear being responsible, because they are not sure what they can do day to day. They're uncertain about being able to maintain the responsibility. So to not be responsible, what many people do is avoid responsibility by procrastinating. Procrastination is the thief of many dreams. And procrastination simply in Latin means to avoid. If you're a chronic avoider, chronic complainer, flaw finder, late all the time, find yourself getting overwhelmed and have challenges having any order, structure, or method what's going to be challenging for you to master the moving parts of a highly successful enterprise. This is what derails many want-to-be success seekers. They're so overwhelmed being overwhelmed that they're overwhelmed while they're overwhelmed. And they don't know where to start. And they communicate like this. I would know where to start. How do I do this? Well, being organized is a skill, and it's a skill where you have a method, a system, and a routine to live your life. And you live your life and your business life in these systems, routines, and methods. But if you rebel against any structure because you're a winger, then the only person you're hindering is yourself. And this happens to a large percent of society. They're overwhelmed, overweight, unorganized, undisciplined, and have challenges with any kind of structure. It's your structure that you create. It's your discipline, not someone else's. And you're responsible for creating your own results. You don't tell yourself what to do. I am doing what I told myself. And that stated declaration, that affirmation, means that you have dedicated blocks of time devoted to creativity, to innovation, and into production. And that all is what creates the compounded effect called results. Because results ultimately are what we get paid for. And if you are not creating results, then you're probably creating dust. Dust means you are getting ready to get ready. And if you're overwhelmed a lot, then that's part of getting ready to get ready. That's chronic avoiding. Now, when the pain is great enough, when I have hit rock bottom, a very overrated, overwhelmed place to crash, because you don't require rock bottom, although I've been there a time or 10. It's a very overwhelmed state that's unnecessary. What is necessary is for you to be responsible and let go of your anxiety of being responsible. Being responsible is actually easier and requires less effort than being overwhelmed. If you're overwhelmed, it takes a lot of energy to be overwhelmed. And it takes so much energy to be overwhelmed, they're exhausted being overwhelmed. Being successful requires a relaxed energy and a relaxed body. Being aware, understanding, knowing, being creative and innovative, creating leads, creating lead funnels, lead traffic, lead tripwires, then having a system and routine to be able to communicate with a lead so you can showcase your products, benefits, features, services, and then ultimately you are selling the good life. When you are marketing a product or service, you are going to this populace, you're going, this is a good value. Are you in a position to receive? People don't take it, and what many people do is they avoid it. So you can offer it, but many people won't receive it. You're looking for people who are skilled at receiving, who are also value conscious and see the value without having to think, rationalize, and analyze. Now, everyone's entitled to do some of that. However, a large percent of society will turn that rationalization into excuse not to commit. And it's your responsibility to understand why people do what they do. Human beings are predictable. And the more you understand how predictable they are, it now puts you in the driver's seat because you hold the assets, because you hold the cards. You hold the aces and eights. You hold the hand of that card, that winning deck. See, in that deck, you have the law of averages in your favor because you are very accustomed and you understand the skill set of repetition and experience, meaning you have done it over and over, creating chemistry with your brain and body where there's no avoidance tendencies, there's no procrastination, because all time is value time. You don't lose time because you value it. And if you value time, you won't talk about how you wasted it. But if you're a time waster, a chronic avoider, you get ready to get ready, you will have challenges. How do you overcome them? One day at a time, you commit. Is it that simple? Is that all there is to it? It is. It's not that it's simple, it's that it's new. And if it's new and you resist being flexible and being responsible, then you will have challenge. You will spend your time getting ready to get ready, getting overwhelmed, staying overwhelmed, and recreating the same situation over and over to fulfill the feelings that keep you neurochemically dependent to low self-esteem. Low self-esteem is what most of society lives in. It's a transmutation of energy that vibrates out about 50 cycles a second. It'd just be like this, rather than like this. So that would be healthy energy. It's energy that transmutes, it's energy that flows, but this is how many people look like this. They're in and out of fight or flight, 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 overwhelmed, hoarding, unorganized. late, unsatisfied. Someone gives them a compliment. They don't even hear it because they're only accustomed to being rejected and abandoned. They couldn't possibly hear a compliment. And when you compliment someone and they don't receive it, that will be a tell on your part to understand why they do what they do. A large percent of society, even though they crave love or they crave recognition, when given, they don't hear it. Because most of society is shiny object syndrome. If it's not instant gratification right here, right now, well, many people miss out on the compliments, they miss out on the love, they miss out on the connections because they're so busy being overwhelmed. When you let go of being busy and you become productive, you're becoming responsible. Responsibility is the ability to respond, and also it's a follow-through. Being a closer, it would be a component of being responsible. It's your objective to receive an answer, whether it's yes or no. It doesn't matter to me. What matters is that the person I'm communicating with has some level of interest in what I'm selling, branding, and marketing. And if they don't, then they're not a qualified buyer. I want to diplomatically let them go easily and effortlessly. And the more you understand this context and then move into the reality of understanding why people do what they do and their predictability, then you'll be able to read the situation differently than you have been reading it. Then you will not waste your time on the wrong people. You will devote your time and energy to the people who deserve it, not the people who need it. Now, what does that actually mean? It means a large percent of society is a very low level of energy, anxiety, fear, and doubt. The emotions that drive those that drives that anxiety is anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, and overwhelmed feelings. As you start to separate yourself from those feelings, you're not the mind-body connection to those events anymore. That's what changes your energy. That's what changes your flow. That's what changes your qigong. That's what changes your fight or flight. You turn it into prosperity. You turn it into reciprocity. Now you're able to contribute to the people that are in, that require your time and service, because you started to master your own emotions. As you master your emotions, meaning that you're not in fight or flight, you're not overwhelmed, you're not addicted, you're in sobriety, and you're able to be autonomous. And in that be state of autonomy is where you become responsible. It means you follow through, you finish projects, you finish what you start. You may have two or three projects going on at the same time, but you finish them all in a relatively short period of time, depending on what the situation is. And you stop chronically avoiding the outcomes. That's what many people waste their time in. They get so worried and so overwhelmed about an outcome that hasn't happened that it exhausts them. Now, how many of you rigorously, honestly can admit you do that? You get ready to get ready. You have a good intention and a poor delivery. Then you end up disappointed because you didn't engage. And until you actually move into the laws of engagement, then you will perpetuate the same set of feelings, creating the same circumstances over and over. And you won't be able to create that separation required to be and stay conscious. And the word responsibility, you won't ever master because you have anxiety about it. A large percent of society has anxiety about being responsible. It looks difficult. It looks hard. Well, that's a wives' tale. That's not necessarily true. Being responsible is neither. It's not difficult and it's not hard. It is an energy that if you live like fanfare for the common man and you're very methodical, systemized, organized, and detailed, then you will start to produce the results required to be able to shift the energy. The energy that you hold on to is anxiety, fear, and doubt energy. And that's the energy that keeps most people perpetuating the same set of feelings over and over to fulfill a neurochemical craving they're emotionally addicted to. Now, when you have a better understanding of what I'm covering here in today's call, letting go becomes an ease. It's easy. It's not arduous. It's not difficult. Your left brain doesn't spend so much time trying to figure it out, because you move into a higher state of knowing. It's a know state, the K-N-O-W. And when you know, you are certain. When you know, you will not be denied. When what you know is inevitable, then that you start to magnetize that to you. You start to bring to your reality through the centrifugal energy people and situations that can foster your purpose, goals, habits, and mindset. And as your habit becomes exemplary by leading by example, other would-be success seekers will follow you because they want to be around your energy. And it's your energy that's clear and it's clean and it's coming from It's coming from awareness, understanding, knowing, joy, bliss. You're able to transmute that rather than anxiety, fear, and doubt. And the level of responsibility changes. And the more income you create, the more responsibilities you have. And you're not anxious about that. You welcome it. It liberates you. And when you're in that type of energy, when you speak like that, then there is no denial because you're stating the facts. You're stating the obvious. You have no intimidation about it. What many people are is they're intimidated about prospecting, intimidated about selling because of the wives' tales and situations they've heard through being around parents and other people, over 20,000 meals at a time over about an 18-year period. That's the average of how many meals the average American has with a set of parents. A lot of your programming comes from that era. And as you begin to let go of some of the feelings that you held on to, you become the new you you're capable of being. And in that state of awareness, you are you and you are free. As you begin to practice that, as you begin to live that. Now, the content that I'm covering today is original content that I put together several years ago. And it's imperative that you understand this as I'm wrapping up. That responsibility is a reflex. It's broken down, meaning the ability to respond. Responsibility isn't something you get. It's a state of being. I am. I am being responsible. And being responsible requires follow-through skills. You start and you don't stop. You start and you finish. And whether you finish, whenever you finish because you don't have a stamp on it. But you want to be able to finish with a relaxed sense of urgency. Not a frantic sense of urgency where you're angry or in control, but in a very relaxed, methodical body. You're the type of person who finishes projects. And you may not be the fastest. There may be people faster than you, but you're not consumed with speed. You're consumed with value and service. As you begin to service a database and you bring that value to the free market, you can attract other value seekers who will hire you, join you, be in your team, your culture, your community, your circle of influence. That is not magic. That is called synchronicity. And that means that through meaningful coincidences, you can attract your reality, people and situations that will fulfill your purposes. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I'm the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. It is my honor to share with you the very last Tuesday of August. I believe today is the 27th. It's the very last Wednesday of August. So when I'm here with you last Tuesday. So when I'm here with you next Tuesday, it'll be the 1st of September. New month is on us. So it'll be right after Labor Day, the day after Labor Day. My honor to be here with you on our Facebook Live this afternoon. If you haven't taken advantage of a free 20-minute coaching session, you can go to jeffsinnercircle.com. That is jeffsinnercircle.com. It's a survey on a landing page you can fill out. And it'll be a 94-page ebook. That is my honor to gift that to you for requesting a free 20-minute coaching session. Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, you have a great day.